Welcome back to our discussion of I Am the Good Shepherd. In this session, we're going to talk about seeing God's love, truth, and faith, bringing greater intimacy with God. Truly, God desires that we have an intimate relationship with Him. He created us to do so. Now, intimacy with God will bring you to realize your greater purposes in life so you experience the joy that God intended that you experience. This is why Satan is so opposed to it and brings so many distractions to us to keep us from God's love. So intimacy with God is about focused devotion through His Word and Holy Spirit. It helps us discern more clearly what the Holy Spirit's revealing to us so we can walk more closely with God. This is why Jesus prepared His disciples to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Yes, He endeavored, as we see in John 13-16, focusing, preparing His disciples to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is what would enable them to continue to receive His ministry as the Good Shepherd, to lead His people in His love and His life. So in John 16, I love how Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them right now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, has come, He will guide you into all truth. He says He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you." Reality is intimacy with God is enhanced by understanding and receiving all the dimensions of God's love that we've talked about, and also receiving His Word in a very personal and private way. This is what brings us beyond the outer dimensions of religious rituals and traditions and dogma and legalistic and superstitious thoughts. Intimacy truly draws us to love God and value God's Word as a personal love letter. That's what I experienced when I was very young and I began to read His Word. It read to me like a personal love letter. I pray God's Word to you reads as a personal love letter. Intimacy also brings us to having transparent conversations with God, and it compels us to humility, to integrity, and to be vulnerable before God. Intimacy also strengthens us so that we receive God's correction and value what God values. This is so important, to value the things that God values. Intimacy also enlightens us. It encourages us to participate in the plans of God's heart. This is so important. I once heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "I'm looking for people who have a heart to participate in the plans of My heart." That grasped hold of my heart in a powerful way, and I was like, "Yes, Lord." It made me realize He has some plans that He wants me to participate in. I pray that this will become real to you. So reality is intimacy is about active engagement with God, integrating prayer into our lifestyle. It's not just reading prayers or saying rote prayers, but integrating it into our lifestyle. As Paul speaks about in Ephesians 6:18, where he says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." And then he says in Philippians 4:6, that in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I love this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So prayer really keeps us engaged with God. It draws us into His realm. This is so important. God wants to draw us into His realm so we understand His perspectives, His realities. We know His presence, His love, and His truth. So David's Psalms really read as an example of his engagement with God. I say that the Psalms are David's prayer journal, where he recorded his engagement with the Lord. So there are many different types of prayer. There are times for praise, there's times for petition, and there's time for spiritual warfare. Mostly, however, prayer should be simple, intimate engagement or conversation with God. knowing God as a loving, caring Heavenly Father, whose Son agrees and fulfills, and the Holy Spirit who comforts us, who helps and teaches us and strengthens us. So it's so important to understand that this is really about being sensitive to the prompting or the leading of the Holy Spirit. In doing so, you'll be curious to ask God questions and seek answers. God loves it when we ask Him questions because He wants to give us answers. And then we're prompted by the Holy Spirit to read certain scriptures. Also, ask God for specific things that He brings us to, because He wants us to desire the things that He desires for us. He wants us to delight in Him, in His perspective, in His will, and His ways. So reflect on these scriptures. What thoughts do you have about coming into a greater intimacy with God through the Holy Spirit and engaging with God in these different ways? I pray that you are encouraged to engage with the Holy Spirit and be blessed as you do. And we'll see you in the next session.